Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Laura McCoy and I'm the Natural History Curator for Manx National Heritage. Our natural history collection contains thousands of specimens gathered by scientists and naturalists over nearly 200 years. They show the uniqueness of the Isle of Man, which developed slightly different habitats and microclimates since it became an island some 8,500 years ago. The collection contains both historic and modern specimens, the most famous being the giant deer skeleton and the huge Sei whale, the largest specimen in our care. The natural history collection falls into four categories: botany, the study of plants; zoology, the study of animals and birds; mycology, the study of fungi; and geology, the study of rocks and fossils. Each specimen has information about who collected it, when and where. This is like taking a snapshot of that place, what condition it's in, and what lives there. Some of the tiniest things in our collections are beetles, and there are examples here on display. They were collected by an entomologist who saw how important it was to know what was going on in our biodiversity, even on a minute scale. We can use the information from these insects to track how the environment changes over time and figure out the causes. Collecting and observing our natural history has never been more important. New knowledge can help conservation. We can learn about the impacts of climate emergencies and pesticide use, improve our understanding of biodiversity, evolution, and population genetics, to name but a few. You can't extract DNA from a photograph or sample it for chemical residues.